Hello and welcome to Campus Connection, KOSU's weekly visit with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. Hi, Burns.
Good morning, Kelly.
Well, let's start with Oklahoma State University's Stillwater campus. Of course, it has been transformed by numerous building projects during the last several years. The newest building is the Henry Bellman Research Center.
Yeah, you know, we taped inside OSU, by the way. That's a little kind of program. Well, I guess it's a program that I do that is logged onto our website. It's usually about an eight-minute video about something going on campus that I want our viewers to see. Last week, I actually taped an episode over at the new Bellman Research Building, which is technically the Interdisciplinary Research Building, because it brings scientists from all sorts of disciplines together to collaborate on research. It's just, it's really incredible. You know, John Niblack, Kelly, was one of our most distinguished graduates and was head of all research for Pfizer Pharmaceuticals. And John said, I've seen buildings like this and all over the world, and this is truly within the top five that he's ever seen. It's really a wonderful resource to enhance our research and teaching here at OSU, which, of course, is our mission as a land-grant university.
And Burns, research is one of those areas that is at work constantly here at OSU, and you've been involved in a major creativity initiative that's coming to Oklahoma. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, I was privileged to become the first chairman of the Oklahoma Creativity Project, and it was an organization formed to celebrate and promote creativity in the state of Oklahoma. You know, we all think of creativity as basically being within the purview of the arts, but in fact, creativity grows on in every possible discipline, and especially in scientific research, which requires lots of creativity. And there is an organization of creativity districts around the world. I think there's 14. And Oklahoma audaciously applied to be a member of that World Forum and were accepted about 2 years ago, and we're the only state in the United States to actually embrace this whole notion of creativity as something people can learn and advance our state. And then we even more audaciously applied to host the World Forum and were awarded it for 2010, and beginning November 15th and going through November 17th at the Cox Convention Center in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the World Creativity Forum will convene. It's a two-day conference. It'll examine how creativity drives commerce, culture, and education. The lineup, the program lineup is just made up of all kinds of talent, including, by the way, the new provost here at Oklahoma State University, who is a world-renowned expert on the subject of creativity, Robert Sternberg. Creativity, which leads to a more entrepreneurial and vibrant economy, will truly move our state forward.
And finally, Burns, we're going to be looking for some creativity here at KOSU to try to encourage folks to pledge during our fall fundraiser. Any words of wisdom as we launch this fall campaign?
Well, I don't know if you want wisdom from me or money, but first of all, you'll have my pledge, and I'll up it this year because KOSU is just doing a wonderful job. But I do encourage our listeners to consider making a pledge. We thank all our loyal listeners and longtime donors, and we'd like to get some new ones in as well. Public radio is a tremendous source of news and entertainment. The program lineup, Kelly, that you have you've done, I think, is just great and is very well received, and we're excited about the ensuing year. So everybody step up and help KOSU. Help yourself.
Burns Hargis is the president of Oklahoma State University.